Good morning. This is a public hearing before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regard to proposed rules regarding notaries public, namely changes to WAC 308-30. This hearing is being held at the Washington State Criminal Justice Center, room C113, at 19010 First Avenue South, Burien, Washington, 98148, at 11 a.m. on May 9th, 2018. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR 18-08-059, filed with the Code Revisor's Office on April 2nd, 2018. Copies of the proposed rules are available at the table to my left, the sign-in sheet, your testimony, and any documents you provide are public documents. The rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 4245-250. My name is Dee Sharp, and my title is WMS Program Manager for the Notary Program of the Business and Professions Division at the Department of Licensing. The Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today if there are questions. There to my right, this is Max Weeks, and he is our Management Analyst. And to his right is Deborah Allen Baugh, and she's our licensing services manager, both of them for the Notary Public Program. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a record of this hearing by stenographic, mechanical, or electronic means. Therefore, we are digitally recording this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located on the table to my left. This sheet will be used to call individuals for testimony and is later used to ensure hearing participants are notified of rulemaking results and the agency's response to comments. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether they support or oppose the rules. The department has received written comments on these rules from the following people: Eric Kapuka from Ingram, Zalasco and Goodwin, LLP, indicating that he is in opposition to the changes as written. Mr. Kapuka raised objections to the statutory requirements for notaries to keep a journal of notarial acts and an objection to the statutory exemption for attorneys not extending to legal support staff. The department has also received a written comment on these rules from Bill Anderson from the National Notary Association, who wished only to provide comments. Mr. Anderson raised concerns over the removal of a requirement to conspicuously advertise a notary's fee schedule in their place of business. For those wishing to provide written comments here, please give them to us and we will include them in the formal record. Copies of these written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. And now we will hear some oral testimony, and I have first Kathy Betts. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay. My name is Kathy Betts, and I've been a notary for 27 years. Probably 25 of those I have been pushing the notary journal, and I'm happy to see it being implemented. And it's mostly I'm pushing it for to protect the public and everything because of a lot of fraud that has gone on in the past and everything. I think it will protect the public by having a written documentation. And also, being a notary for 27 years, I can't remember what I did 25 years ago. So if there was ever a case that came up, I have my journal to go back to help refresh my memory. So, and I support the changes being made.
Thank you. Next we have Rebecca Jacob from Attorney and Notary Supply.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Jacob from Attorney and Notary Supply, and in general, I support all of these new changes. There are a few details in the proposed administrative code that I would like to point out that should, in my opinion, be altered slightly. Administrative Code 308.30.030 in Section 1, I'm sorry, Section 2, it talks about the application for a notary public appointment, that it should be submitted with an application to the department and the application, Anyway, it talks about how the notary bond needs to be signed by the notary public. As a seller of bonds, and I see many bonds, a lot of them don't require signing, and it was actually a state agency many years ago that requested the requirement of notaries signing their bond to be removed before the bond was filed with the state. So if maybe that could be altered slightly, because many times notaries, as we know, just sign things on their application without even reading them. They don't read or understand their bond either, and it expedites the filing process of bonding. And then in 080, it talks about when the notary is going to give a copy of or their license for the manufacturing of their seal or stamp. The way it currently reads, it reads that the notary shall provide this certificate to their chosen seal or stamp vendor. I think it should be added that a copy of the license, instead of the way this reads, in my opinion, is it reads as original license. So I think a copy is much needed there. I'm not finding it because I can't find the note, but notaries would like the requirement of printing their name and expiration date under their signature removed, since it's already on their stamp. And if it's already clearly on your stamp, I'm constantly getting requests to have that removed from the actual certificate. So that's all.
Thank you. I don't have anyone else written down to testify, but are there any other comments on these rules?
Yes.
Please state your name for us for the record. And remember whether you represent yourself or someone else and whether you are opposed or agree, if you're in opposition or
sure.
Support.
Chris Scholz with Old Republic Title Company. I am in support of these, but I would just want clarification. The auditor's offices require us to record wet signatures. Or if we're e-recording, they require us to make sure we have the original in hand before we scan it. So I'm curious if there's any communication between what's going on here and with the various auditors throughout the state, if they're going to accept digitally signed documents for recording.
Thank you for your comments, and we can have a sidebar conversation about getting some clarification after the rules hearing about that and see if we can make sure that you get the answers that you need.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. Any other comments on these rules? Please state your name, whether you represent yourself or someone else, and whether you support or are opposed to the rules.
Casey Call, Pierce County Auditor's Office, and we support the rules. We do have a request that for a 308.30.070 under C, talks about the stamp being in permanent ink, and we're requesting that language be amended to say permanent black or blue ink. issues with the charter documents not scanning when the stamps are certain colors, and then there's also map requirements, survey map requirements, that everything be in permanent black ink.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other comments? Okay, hearing no comments, thank you all for your comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement, which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received regarding the proposed rules and respond to them by category or subject matter. Copies of the concise explanatory statement will be forwarded to all of those who have made oral or written comments. With that, this hearing is adjourned. Thank you.